I choose to live in my original purity and integrity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I choose to live in my original purity and integrity. That sounds simple enough, doesn't it? To live in my original purity and integrity. Just what does that really mean? What does it mean to live in my original purity and integrity? Does it mean that as I live in my original purity and integrity, I live with my body doing everything exactly like it's designed to do? That I live with my mind being pure and beautiful and open and receptive? That my brain functions at maximum? Does it mean that I am spiritually illumined in my original purity and integrity? What does that mean? It sounds kind of good, doesn't it? I live in my original purity and integrity at all times. And as I live in my original purity and integrity, I have no regard for anything else in life. For as I walk around, I see all things in their original purity and integrity too. Because my eyes are seeing through their original purity and integrity. And as I see all through my original purity and integrity, I see all as being very, very, very happy. All as being very rewarding. All as being very uplifting and very glorious. I don't look at the faults within a plant. I look at the plant and I see how it's demonstrating its beauty and its perfection. I look at the plant and I see all the magic that's going on in it. I see the saps running through the vein of the plant. I see the plant having its beautiful blossoms, all of its beautiful flowers. I see the plant with its green leaves or whatever it has for its greenness, if it's a pine plant or if it's a deciduous tree plant or if it's just an ordinary flower plant, whatever it may be, I see it green and beautiful, and I see everything just the way in its original purity and integrity, that it, just the way it's designed to be. Now, for me to do that means I keep focused on everything is good and very good. I keep focused on I find the good in all things. I keep focused on I love me, I love me, I love me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I love me. I keep focused on I love my creation. Everything in the world is my creation. Everything. And some things I create to be fulfilled, and other things I create as fulfilling, and other things I create as in the process of being fulfilled. Now, those things in the process of being fulfilled are just as magnificent as those things that have been fulfilled. When I can look at all things, no longer in the process of being fulfilled, but as being fulfilled right now, then I really live in my highest and best. I live in my original purity and integrity. For if I were to imagine God, and I were to see God creating the world, and I were to see God looking at the world and saying, oops, you haven't developed yourself yet. You haven't revealed yourself yet. Oh, you're just an Adam. You got a problem. Or just an Eve, and you got a problem, you know. Well, I cannot conceive of God in that way. I conceive of God viewing all its creation, fulfilled, rewarding, magnificent now, without a problem. Without a desire to be something different than it is. It is in its original purity and integrity. Now, I as God create that way. God as God creates that way. The All as the All creates that way. It does not create something in progress, something in progress of being done. It doesn't do that, work in progress. It doesn't do that. It creates something already fulfilled in its original purity and integrity. For if there was anything other than its original purity and integrity, that would be part of its plan. And that's not part of the plan in my creation. I create everything, revealing its original purity and integrity all of the time, even as I reveal my original purity and integrity all of the time. There is no other time. There is no other time, there is no other place, there is no other beingness, there is no other expectation, there is no other desire for me, there is nothing else in the world other than right now all is done. And all is done right now. I live in my original purity and integrity. Could anyone ask to live in a better state? Would I, as God, create anything lesser? Would a God that I could conceive of being all that I am create in any other way than when it's created, it is created the original purity and integrity fulfilled right now? With me, join me in this awareness, in this realization, in this fulfillment, and enjoy yourself right now in your original purity and integrity, even as I enjoy myself in my original purity and integrity, and I enjoy all of my creation in their original purity and integrity. And it is done. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.